CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you as usual from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the news bulletin itself on the RSGB website. Good morning, this is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 6th of November 2016. Here are the main news headlines. Download ITU radio regulation. Warning over out-of-band signals, RAINET agreement. The 2016 ITU radio regulations have been released. They're available as a free download via the ITU website. In English and five other languages, you can download your copy of the ITU radio regulations via their site www.itu.int. It's been brought to the attention of the Amateur Radio Observation Service that software commonly used by UK licensees for the production of signals in both JT65 and JT9 modes uses a faulty preset frequency of 5.357 MHz, that's JT65, or 5.359 MHz for JT9 in the 5-metre band. Licensees in the UK are reminded that after applying the audio offset to the AFSK signal in JT65 mode, using these presets will in the majority of cases cause the transmission to fall outside of the upper band edge of the UK allocation of 5.354 MHz to 5.358 MHz in the case of JT9 if the default of 5.359 MHz is used. All transmissions will be outside the UK allocation. Many examples of this have been noted, and it's imperative that these out-of-band transmissions cease in order that the UK licensees remain within the terms of the amateur radio licence. At the RAINET AGM held in Cambridge on the 29th of October, RSGB President Nick Henwood, G3RWF, and Cathy Clark, G1GQJ, Chairman of the Radio Amateurs Emergency Network, signed the agreement between the two organisations for the reunification of RAINET operations as from the 1st of January 2017. Once the formalities associated with the change of name to RAINET UK are finalised, the merging of the emergency communications groups currently within the RSGB into this new entity will begin. If your radio club is working with the School for British Science Week in 2017, make sure they know that grants of up to £700 are available for schools in challenging circumstances. Applications for creative cross-curricular events are welcome, especially events that reach members of the local community who wouldn't usually come to science events. Grants close on the 21st of November at 5 p.m. See www.britishscienceweek.org for details. Following last week's Spectrum Forum meeting, over 20 reports on a wide range of topics are now available in the Spectrum Forum section of the RSGB website. Registration is now open for this year's Scottish Microwave Roundtable, which will be held at the Museum of Communication, Burnt Island, from 9:30 a.m. on Saturday the 12th of November. Organised by the Lothians Radio Society, there will be a programme of talks, a constructors' contest and equipment test facility. Microwave components and surplus equipment will also be on sale. Refreshments and lunch will be provided by the museum. After the round table, there's an option of an evening dinner at the nearby Kingswood Hotel, including the traditional musical break. Further event details and registration information can be found at www.gmroundtable.org.uk. The Bath-based Advanced Distance Learning Team have opened enrolment for the next course, which will be run around mid-January, aiming for exams in late June or early July. The course guides students through the RSGB Advanced Textbook with lots of revision questions, exercises and videos to watch. Students have access to an online tutor who will provide advice and can answer any questions that might arise. There are no charges for the training, but students pay a refundable deposit, which is paid in return for seeing the course through. Those that do not complete the course agree to donate the deposit, to a radio-related charity. If you'd like to know more, full details and enrolment forms are obtainable from Steve G0FUW via G0FUW at discally.co.uk. The RSGB has released a briefing paper on amateur activity at 47 gigs. This was prompted by the band being in scope of ITU and CEPT studies for next generation 5G smartphones. It's just one of the many examples of RSGB spectrum defence work from low frequency to the millimetre waves. The paper may be found on the Spectrum Forum section of the RSGB website. Other emerging developments such as wireless power transmissions are also being monitored. Repeater GB3CF has implemented a dual-mode fusion repeater using YAESU equipment coupled with ARCOM logic. Users can look forward to full internet connectivity soon. GB3LEX, the 10 gigs beacon, has been taken out of service for investigation following reports that although it was audible locally, listeners further away were unable to hear it. Further information will be available in due course at www.leicestershirerepeatergroup.org.uk or via G4AFJ on 01455 823344. The RSGB Propagation Studies Committee is looking for an additional member to focus on studies of abnormal VHF propagation. One of the tasks to be undertaken will be to study all information concerning exceptional contacts and reception reports in order to establish if there are patterns of linked propagation modes that might previously have been missed. A further aspect of the role is to be able to communicate the results of it to RSGB members and beyond via presentations and articles in RADCOM. A really good working knowledge of VHF propagation and communication skill are important for this role. If you're interested, please email Steve Nichols, G0KYA, via email to psc.chairman@rsgb.org.uk. Please include a brief resume of what you would bring to the role. Details of rallies and events for the coming year, the West London Radio and Electronics Show will be held today, the 6th of November, at Kempton Park Racecourse, Staines Road East, Sunbury-on-Thames, TW16 5AQ. The venue has free car parking and disabled facilities. A talk-in station will be in operation, doors open at 9:50/10:00. There'll be trade stands, a flea market, bring and buy special interest groups, and an RSGB bookstall. A raffle will take place during the day and a lecture stream will be available. There are catering outlets on site. More information from Paul, M0CJX, on 08451 650351. Today, the 6th of November, the Bush Valley ARC annual rally takes place at the United Services Club, 8 Row Mill Road, Limmer Vardy, County Londonderry, BT499DT, doors open 11:00. The venue has disabled facilities. There'll be bring and buy, talk-in station and trade stands. Catering on site and a raffle will be held on the day. More from Jackie Doyle, MI0JPD, 07885292545. The UKFM Group Western are staging a digital radio user guidelines session starting at 10 a.m. on Saturday the 10th of November at the Warrington Amateur Radio Club, Bellhouse Lane, Grappen Hall, WA42SG. To reserve a place, contact the group's membership secretary, Kath Wilson, M1CNY, on 01270-761608 or by email to dwilson@btinternet.com. We have no traditional rallies in the diary for the weekend of the 12th and 13th of November. The next ones are Rochdale at DARS Traditional Radio Rally on the 19th and the 39th, CATS Radio and Electronics Bazaar on the 20th. Details in next week's news. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, RADCOM or the website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. DX News now compiled from the 425 DX News and other sources. 6 Victor 1 IS team will be active from the 7th to the 19th of November from Dakar. They'll be operating Stroke P from Ngor and Gori Islands, IOTA AF45, on all HF bands, including walks and 6 metres using all modes. More information, www.qrz.com/db/6Victor1IS. ZL1BQD will be active as E51RR until the 25th of November from Rarotonga in the South Cook Islands. He'll operate 40, 20 and 15. meters, QSL home call. Maurizio, IK2GZU will be on the air as 5 Hotel 3 Mike Bravo in Tanzania from the 7th of November to the 2nd of December. QSL home call, Eric F6ICX will be on the air as 5R8IC from Sainte Marie Island. IOTA AF090 until the 4th of February next year. Activity holiday style on the HF bands using mostly CW, QSL home call. Alan, MW0YCC will be active as VP8DPJ while stationed in the British Antarctic Territory, rather a research station on Adelaide Island, IOTA AN001, until April 2018, QSL via operator's instructions. Special event stations now GB4MTR will be on the air until the 28th of November, mostly Tuesday and Friday evenings and weekends, to mark the 60th anniversary of the amateur 4-metre band. Bands of operation will be from 80 metres to 70 centimetres, FM, SSB and some data modes, QSL via the Bureau to M0XTA or direct to G6UT, see QRZ.com and EQSL. San Francisco Radio Club is celebrating their centennial year. The final event will be W6PW/100 on the 12th from 1600 to 2300 UTC. The special event on the 13th on the 630-metre band will commemorate the Berlin Treaty of 1906 that made 500 kHz the international distress frequency. US Part 5 experimental licensees and Canadian amateurs will operate in the 472 to 479 kHz band. They'll also participate in crossband QSOs with amateurs operating on 160, 80 and 40 metres. The Maritime Radio Historical Society will activate KMS/KPM transmitter in Bolinas, California, with special messages and bulletins. Contest news this weekend, the Marconi CW contest ends its 24-hour run at 1400 UTC today, the 6th, using 144 megs band. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Tuesday, the IRTS evening counties contest will run from 2000 to 2100 UTC, using 3.5 megs bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number, with EI and GI stations sending their county as well. On Wednesday, the 80-metre club sprint runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC, using SSB only, the exchange's serial number and name. Saturday, the 12th, the club calls contest runs from 2000 to 2300 UTC, using CW and SSB on the 1.8 megs band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and club code. Next weekend, from 0000 UTC on the 12th to 2359 UTC on the 13th, the WAEDX RITI contest will be on the air, using the 2.5 to 29 MHz band, the exchanges, the signal report and serial number. The radio propagation report now. Last week, the solar flux index remained in the mid to high 70s, but HF propagation was once again dominated by variable geomagnetic conditions. The first half of the week, which included the CQ Worldwide contest, was very unsettled, with the K-index at high latitudes peaking at 7. This drove down maximum usable frequencies and impacted a lot on potential DX contacts. The second half of the week was a little more settled as a large coronal hole on the sun rotated away, but the K-index was still at 4 at times. We should see more settled geomagnetic conditions at least until around the 8th, or perhaps the 11th, depending on which model you believe, when the K-index will climb once again. This is not expected to have much effect on low frequency, medium frequency or high frequency over 2,000 to 3,000 kilometre paths, but may cause a reduction in signal levels, particularly on longer, more northerly paths that may persist for 2 or 3 days. Otherwise, this is now a prime time for HF propagation, with worldwide contacts possible on all bands up to around 21 megs, with the occasional opening on 12 and even 10 metres. If you want a challenge, you still have a few days left to work the 6G groups on Chatham Island, who are operating as ZL7G. On to VHF propagation. After some welcome tropo last week, we see this week with low-pressure systems over the North Sea, and a shower in northerly across much of the country, apart from a chance of some rain scatter. On the gigahertz band, the VHF-UHF prospects seem likely to be uninspiring at first. Soon after the weekend, we should find high pressure building back in across northwestern Britain, and this will gradually migrate to southern areas, leaving space for low pressure and a brisk westerly wind to reach the north again by the end of the week. During this period, as the high moves south, there's prospect of some limited tropo, especially in the south and across the near continent. For meteor scatter enthusiasts, start preparing for the major shower of this month, the Leonids. It peaks on Thursday the 17th at around 10:30 UTC. Otherwise, it's back to early morning for random contacts on the low VHF bands. Moon declination is at a minimum today and losses are high, but reduce as the week progresses, dropping to a minimum next Sunday. Moon windows continue to lengthen as declination becomes positive again. And that's all from this week from the propagation. That's all from me for this week, from a different location and a slightly different recording setup and a very croaky voice, so my apologies.